Good morning. A partly cloudy and chilly start to the day across interior New York and New England, with most everyone in the lower 30s. A west-southwesterly breeze will add to the chill through the morning hours, and skies will become mostly cloudy as that large storm system that's been over the Northeast for the first half of the week slowly rolls over top of us on its departure route to our north and east and through the Canadian Maritimes. With this track and some available moisture, we'll see a few passing rain or snow showers today. Otherwise, skies will remain mostly cloudy through the better part of the afternoon, and high temperatures will be close to the 40-degree mark. High pressure will move in place of this system as it departs overnight tonight, and lows will drop back into the upper 20s. This will leave us with a mix of sun and clouds for the day on Thursday as highs rebound into the mid-40s. A disturbance sliding through the Great Lakes and in our direction on Friday will bring an increase in clouds and the chance of a few rain showers as highs reach the lower 40s. This system will connect with a disturbance in the deep south to form a bigger storm as we get into the upcoming weekend. Right now, the exact track and intensity of this storm is still uncertain, but it has the potential of bringing unsettled weather in the form of rain and snow to the entire region for both Saturday and Sunday, and highs will be in the upper 30s and lower 40s. On the backside of this system, a few leftover snow showers on Monday, with temperatures sliding back into the 30s for daytime highs through the early and middle part of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, that powerful low-pressure system that brought 2 to 4 inches of rain across New England and upwards of a foot of snow to northeastern Ohio will be slow to exit the region. Light snow combined with lake-enhanced snow bands will continue to produce an additional 2 to 4 inches of snow downwind from the lower Great Lakes today. Any leftover wintry precipitation and gusty winds should subside by tomorrow morning. The other area of impactful weather over the next couple of days extends from the central and southern plains to the western and central Gulf Coast. An upper-level low-pressure system will lead to cooler air filtering in at the surface and the potential for heavy snow across southern Kansas and western Oklahoma. Snow is expected to begin through the afternoon and continue until tomorrow morning. Widespread accumulations of 4 to 8 inches are possible. Farther southeast, heavy rain will be a concern as a cold front interacts with an influx of moisture along the western Gulf Coast. Total rainfall amounts of 1 to 3 inches could cause isolated flooding for areas recently experiencing heavy rain over this past weekend. By tomorrow, the heavy rain will shift east to the central and eastern Gulf Coast. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with freezing fog and blowing snow. 12 degrees with the southwest wind at 28, gusting to 39 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 27 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 33 degrees, the dew point 26, 75% relative humidity, a south wind at 12 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.76 inches and rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing sunshine, breezy, upper 40s, Boston partly sunny and breezy in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo cloudy and windy with snow showers, then clearing with highs in the upper 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 57 degrees, the low 35, the average temperature 46, that's 12 degrees above normal. 22 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday, that's the total for the month, and 33.58 inches for the season, which is 2.94 inches of precipitation below normal. No snowfall yesterday or for the month, 1.2 inches for the season, which is 2.2 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 41 degrees, the average low, 27. The record high 66 set in 1998 and the record low 2 below zero in 1875. Sunrise this morning 7:07 a.m. Sunset this evening 4:22 p.m. 9 hours and 15 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and breezy with rain and snow showers today, highs in the mid to upper 30s. Mostly cloudy with a few snow showers tonight in the mid to upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy today with highs in the lower to mid 40s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and breezy with rain and snow showers today, highs in the mid 30s. Mostly cloudy with a few snow showers tonight, lows in the upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and breezy today with highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered rain and snow showers today and highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, mid-40s, a chance of showers late in the day Friday, lower 40s, thickening clouds on Saturday with rain, perhaps some snow developing late in the day and at night, a chance of rain and snow on Sunday as well, highs over the weekend, upper 30s and lower 40s, a few snow showers on Monday, mid to upper 30s, and a mix of sun and clouds, lower to mid-30s on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.